Hi everyone, Alex here, your host for the Marketing 101 podcast. Before we start the episode, I just wanted to tell you about the fantastic company 34SP, who very kindly sponsor this podcast. They do that because they know that their green website hosting service is almost certainly going to be of interest to listeners just like you. I host all of my websites with 34SP, and I do this because they put sustainable and ethical practices first, because they have an awesome customer support based in Manchester, and because they are, of course, very competitive on price. So if you are looking to build a new website or coming up to the renewal of your existing website hosting, then be sure to head over to 34sp.com. That's 34, S for sugar, P for Peter.com. Their basic hosting costs $9.95 a month, which is almost certainly cheaper than whoever you're already using. And if you use the code ALEX101 or mention this podcast, then you'll get your first 3 months for free. So head over to 34sp.com to check out their ethical hosting. I promise you will not be disappointed. Right, on with the podcast. Hi there, and welcome to Marketing 101, Big Steps for Small Businesses, the podcast that takes the overwhelm out of marketing and brings you tips, tricks and actions to enhance and grow your own business. My name's Alex. I'm a marketing consultant and owner of the agency Marketing 101, and of course, the host of this joyous podcast, which you can listen to in any order. Just scroll through the available episodes and see which ones are of use to your business. Talking of business, today's business is the wonderful, sometimes murky world of podcasting. And we're going to go through everything that I think that you need to know in order to get up and running with your own podcast. But I felt that everything I know isn't perhaps enough of everything that you might need to know. So I thought I would introduce a guest to you all today. I've met Heather recently through a variety of different networking events and business forums, and found out she did a podcast, and that is about as much as I know. I get the feeling we podcast in quite a different way, so here to offer balanced alternative views to my own podcasting views, please welcome Heather Barry, the connection alchemist and owner of Harry's Coffee and My Networking Cafe, and of course the host of her own podcast, Unfiltered. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex. Thank you for that lovely introduction. And it's fab to be here with you. And I think there's room for alternatives, always. So
always.
Yes. And we can learn, and we can even learn from each other.
We can learn together. Every day is a school day. And I bet even a Friday like this, you said you've had quite a busy morning already, quite fruitful.
Always a busy morning, as well as running two businesses and another couple of things. I also have host a couple of rooms on Clubhouse, which is a whole new experience and a whole new world.
And all the rage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a local councillor, so I've been sitting in an overflow council meeting as well. So it's been busy.
I'm not going to pretend to know what an overflow council meeting is.
Because the first one went on for 4 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's not some fancy name. It's just like this went on too long. We've got to have another one. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me. We'll learn more about Unfiltered as we go on through the podcast. So plenty of time for that. But why don't you give us a quick overview of what your podcast is about, and then we'll move into the first topic, which is why bother podcasting. I think it's important.
So how I describe Unfiltered is random and inspiring conversations with random and inspiring entrepreneurs. Because I love having chats with people. This will come out, is that it's how it fits into the business. Because my business, I have a great joy of a thing called fika, which is coffee and cake in Sweden. Coffee, cake, conversation. Stop, take time out, have a chat. And because as we were in lockdown, I've always wanted a podcast. And lockdown, I had two things that I would do during lockdown. One of them was sort my website, and the other one was get your podcast up and running. I have been talking about it for so long, and I think there will be a load of people listening to you today, who or to us today, who will go, and it's just like, just get off your backside and get on with it.
Absolutely.
So that was the thing. But it's like, well, what's it going to be about? And we'll cover that. But yes, Fika, coffee and cake. We can suddenly do this because we're online together. Get a decent cup of coffee, sit down and just have a chat with people, because there's always a lovely story and a flow and a something, and it just comes out when you're relaxing, chatting with somebody.
It's absolutely. People. Everyone has a story to tell, don't they?
Exactly. So that's where it started. And yes.
Fascinating.
It's been fun.
Do you know what? I mean, you're completely right about getting off your backside and starting podcast. I was in the same position similar position in that I had always wanted to run a podcast as long as I've been listening to them, which is probably, 8 years now, something like that. I guess I've been listening to podcasts, but I didn't have a theme. I didn't have anything in me. Lockdown, the pandemic kind of gave it to me in two ways. First of all, for the business, I had to suddenly launch my own marketing business, and there was my reason. Let's podcast marketing advice. Hello, everyone at home. That's what we're doing right now. But also then, I realized it really is possible. It's very attainable, achievable. So I launched more, I'll talk about those later. But I think a lot of people at home will be feeling that podcasting overwhelm. And hopefully we can remove that today.
100%. That was my thing of actually it's not that scary. You're sitting here, and if you really don't like what you've recorded, you just don't have to publish it. It's fine. Nobody will know.
And actually, do you know what? I think that a lot of the overwhelm comes because people consume podcasts on all over the place, but a lot of the time on Apple or Spotify, these big platforms. And it feels like, if I recorded my first single, that wouldn't get onto Apple Music. So why would my podcast? But actually, there are very few barriers to getting your podcast onto those things. So I think if we can explain that away, which we'll get to in the tech section, the publishing section, mm-hmm. how to get your podcast onto those platforms, that could be a big overwhelm gone, I think.
It was a barrier for me. There are lots of little things that I know we will talk about that were barriers for me. And actually, it was just me putting excuses in the way.
The psychological barrier, the overwhelm.
Overwhelm, fear, put yourself out there, all of those things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's start with the second half of our title, because our title today is How to Start Podcasting and Why Bother. But I want to start with the why bother, because, we both launched. Why bother, I guess, can cover all kind of reasons, whether there's professional or personal reasons. But you had this burning desire to do a podcast. Why was that? What was your kind of reason to get going?
It's almost, there's a two parts to that, in that part of the reason I think that it took me so long was because I hadn't quite worked out what was the why. Yeah, why was I doing this? Because I wasn't necessarily going to be earning from it. It wasn't necessarily going to, it's not part of a lead magnet or a customer journey. It was just, I just want to sort of get some stuff out there. And actually, one of my favorite podcasts that I've really enjoyed listening to, it's been brilliant during lockdown, has actually just been about listening to two people similar age to me just talking random and actually that was one of the inspirations. So that kind of suddenly I realized what the why was, that it didn't have to be a kind of absolutely Project X. It's decided, we know where we're going with it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be done.
You can find yourself. You can find your own way.
Absolutely. Where the why has become is that part of my business, so for my networking cafe, is about we are supporting growing solopreneurs to be the best and to get themselves out there and get support. And actually, those are the people that I'm now interviewing. So actually, it's now a platform for our members.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. So it evolved. It kind of became what it is. But very quickly realised that the place that it sits in, which is great.
Yeah, and I think that's funny. You do very quickly realise that, and not to go on to concept too quickly, because we'll get to concept, but you do realise that you find your feet. Maybe I don't think many people do, but maybe you end up recording a few episodes before you get to the perfect first episode. But I think certainly with those chat based, which I do two of those more fluid chat based, one structured, one very unstructured podcasts, you will find your momentum. Absolutely. And then of course this podcast it's the opposite. I am very structured. I knew from the offset what I was going to do. I was going to say hi, I was going to teach you something about marketing, and then I was going to say bye and let you get on with your day. And having said that, even that has now evolved. You're my second guest on Marketing 101 podcast, and we're trying, use some more informal ways of educating people. Do you find it works then as a part of your kind of marketing for your other businesses?
Yes, I think it's still relatively early. I think I've got sort of seven or so episodes that I've done. So some of it is remembering to put them into each week to record them. But I think for me, it's because it's sort of part of the whole. It's something I absolutely love doing. And actually, it makes me happy.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it doesn't have to be part of anything other than just to make me happy, which is a good thing.
Well, it really is. And I can't stress enough. I use a phrase a lot. It's my quote on my website. Maybe even it becomes my epitaph. I don't know. But it is, marketing is everything and everything is marketing. And what I mean, but when I'm saying that, is that there are so many more things that affect your business than just the obvious marketing, your social media, your digital, your content creation, your networking. There's so many more things like that. When I say everything is marketing, I mean down to, you know, how clean is your office? Because a clean office makes you feel better. Feeling better makes you do better work and engage your employees better. You're going to reduce your churn rate of your staff. So, you know, how do your if you have customer support, how do they answer the phone? All those things are marketing, because marketing is simply attracting and retaining customers at a profit. Yeah. That's all marketing is. So anything you can do to affect them, like be more happy, is a win. That's a win.
Absolutely. And as I say, what has evolved is that this is now something that I can A, share my story with our members, our cafe members, but also by interviewing them, suddenly they've got a platform. This is helping them grow, and therefore, you know, they know, like, and trust us even more, because that's given them something that they can put out there. Part of a sort of a bigger ecosystem, really.
Absolutely.
For me. So, as I say, it's ever evolving, which is great.
And actually, to finish on the why, perhaps, as well, because we're talking about, I would use perhaps the words not fluffy, but, you know, like, we're talking about roundabout marketing here, marketing with slightly less of an ROI. I know there are business owners out there who struggle with those kind of marketing activities. To you, I say, I can also absolutely tie real life customers who are currently engaged with Marketing 101 to my podcast. And my very first ever customer, the first person to put money in my bank account, was searching for basic marketing tips on a podcast, found the podcast, listened, liked the sound of me, found my website, got in contact, and they're still with me. Thank you, O1X. I got it. Why not give them a shout out? You know,
absolutely.
O1X. They
absolutely
make trade show stands and exhibition stands, and they make them beautifully, and they are still a customer. And Ed, one of the co-owners, found me from this podcast. So it does also work for direct marketing as well.
Absolutely.
As general brand awareness.
And you use a phrase there, ROI. Everybody talks about ROI. The lovely Sammy Blundell, shout out, said ROI is your ripple of impact. Don't just think about it as money coming into your bank. Ripple of impact. And I've then taken it and I've now changed it into your ripple of influence.
Oh, I like that.
Podcasting is awesome for that. So, Sammy, thank you for that. I am sharing it around the world. I shout
That's
your name out every
great.
Time I do it, because it is amazing. Everything that we're doing and talking about is influencing and impacting other people. We never know how it's going to impact. If somebody hears the story they hear on my podcast that inspires them to go out and do something differently, my job is done.
That's a ripple of impact. Ripple of impact, ripple of influence. Let me write that. I've written down ripple of impact. Sammy, what was the surname?
Blundell, B-L-I-N-D-E-L-L.
I mean, I'm taking that as well. Excellent, excellent stuff. That's a keeper there. Fantastic. So, we're going to run through how to get your podcast up and running relatively, you know, structured. We're going to talk about the following subsections: concept, delivery, creating a detailed plan, tech, editing, publishing, promoting, and then a few other bits. So we're going to cover everything for you. Don't worry. Concept is our first one. And, you know, we've kind of discussed the concept of Unfiltered. You feel that kind of falls into the chat show style of podcast, yeah?
Definitely. I've always, for quite some time, I've wanted to be on stage. You know, public speaking was kind of one of the things I wanted to do, and which kind of partly led me to podcasting, but also the realization that I'm not necessarily a keynote speaker. So I don't have that one specific thing. So, for example, you could get up and you could talk about marketing things. You know, I'm not necessarily a keynote speaker, but I love being the host, the master of ceremonies, etc. That's another business. So I'm digital master of ceremonies.
A facilitator.
And so that's absolutely naturally leads me into being a podcast host.
Of course, yeah.
And it is facilitating that conversation. It's facilitating somebody else's story to come out. I kind of see where it leads. That's the whole idea of it is an unfiltered conversation. It's like, just where does it go? I can steer it a little bit, but I like it to be there. Their thing. So that fitted with how I am and who I am as that sort of host facilitator type.
So your concept came from a kind of, well, I don't know necessarily if it was an unfulfilled desire, but it was a desire to use one of your skills, understanding that perhaps you're not going to be the deliverer of information, but you can be the extractor of information. And as we're doing now, we are being sounding boards for each other. So that kind of makes sense, a concept that comes from there. So I guess, yeah, if we were talking advice to people, because I was the same, like I said, I desperately wanted to start a podcast. I think if you start to open your mind to, I call it just a content mentality, a content mindset, opportunities to create content, you'll start to bump into them. But I guess, and for me, that was always, you know, where can I go and do some training, or where can I go and visit that's inspiring, or what topic have I just learned that I could perhaps make some content about? But from your perspective, we're talking about actually looking inside yourself and thinking, what do you have to offer? Because we've already said everyone has a story. And even if you think you only have one story, well, podcast about people with the same story or opposite stories. So there's always something inside you, I guess, that you could look to.
And I think sometimes there's that thing, are you educating? Are you entertaining? What's that sort of outcome? And I don't think you have to know the answer to that before you start doing it.
No.
This is absolutely, and I'm sure probably every single person listening to this is like, oh, well, I don't know the answers to X, Y, and Z. And it's like, you don't have to know them. You just don't have to know them. Just you don't have it. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just start.
And also, the other thing to remember as well is that your first ever podcast doesn't have to be your only podcast. You know, you can start a podcast, discover yourself, and trust me, I wish it was the other way around, but trust me when I say starting a podcast that you don't actually end up liking is not a problem. Not many people will find it unless you really promote it. So it's not like, I don't know, going on Britain's Got Talent and worrying that if you can't sing, you will make the cut as much as the people that can sing. It's not that. You're not going onto some big platform where you're going to get laughed at if your first go isn't right. Yeah. You have to work to get noticed. So if you don't love your first attempt at a podcast, crack on, you know, pull it. Start again, try something new. So concepts can develop over time.
Exactly. Or use it for outtakes.
Outtakes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we don't need to teach you all the obvious, but there's hundreds of types of podcasts. I've written a little list of the ones I'm aware of: comedy podcasts, educational, chat and banter, reviews, news, crime and history. Obviously true crime is huge on the podcasting platform. Rants. Any others that you can think of? Did you think of any others, or have we kind of got that covered?
I think we're pretty much there, but there is that sort of that solo in you know, information. I think some of the ones that you do where you are, you know, this is just learning, you know, I just want to come here, pick up some good hints and tips, I want to take something away because I've spent 20 minutes with you, half an hour, and I have learned something. And I think that's you know, that is a really important one as a way of delivering. But then you can still learn through conversation, you can still learn through chat and banter. And I think that as I say, so they do go hand in glove, deciding the structure and the thing. Because if you realize that the sitting there talking aimlessly to yourself doesn't work for you, don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting. No niche too small, I would say. And that's really important in podcasting. You know, I guess I generally talk on quite broad subjects of marketing, but the really niche ones, or the ones that have niched down a little bit, have been my most successful podcast, because it's you are finding that gap that no one else is talking about. And let's be honest, it's hard to find a gap in podcasting. Don't let that put you off. You're delivering it in your own style, your own perspective. I am not saying that I do marketing perfectly, but I do marketing a certain way, and I describe that to people. So don't let that put you off. But if you can niche down and educate people on something really, really, I don't know, screen printing with potatoes or whatever, I don't know, like, do it. Absolutely. People will find you for that.
It's a dartboard effect, isn't it? Yeah, if you aim for that little bullseye in the middle, and that's your absolutely perfect niche, you're going to get all the little, all the ones that go around it as well.
Exactly.
And just because you niche in a particular episode, again, that also doesn't mean you need to niche in every episode. Be known for your main way of doing things, because people will come back to that, and then you can play with that.
Yeah, of course. The next stage is delivery. So we've got our concept in place. So I wanted to just throw a few things down that I think people need to consider, the various ways of delivering your podcast. And when I'm talking about delivery, I'm talking about literally envisaging the A to Z of the conversation or not conversation. What's the word when you do it on your own?
Monologue.
But
monologue.
I was going down the word of diatribe. Diatribe?
Well, could be that too.
Is that also?
Yeah.
Probably rant. Not preferable. Yeah, rant, exactly. So a quick list of the options. First of all, think about, is it just you? Is there going to be two people? Is there more of you? And really just consider your content. Does it need debate? Does it need more than one opinion? Or is it just something you're going to deliver on your own? Scripted, not scripted, or structured, which is somewhere in between. And I'm going to ask Heather in a minute exactly how she does hers. My normal Marketing 101 episodes are 95% scripted. They I'd like to think they don't sound it, but they are, because I want to get as much information and the correct information to you in a short amount of time. So scripted for me. Not scripted, obviously, is going to result in more tangents. And then somewhere in between, which is what we're doing today, which is structured. We know where we're going, we know what order we're working in, but we're definitely not reading a script. Formal or informal. So again, Marketing 101, normally formal, going for a slightly more informal route today. And then pace of delivery. And I think that's really important. If you're explaining something complicated, slow it down. If you're having a laugh and enjoying yourself, then speed it up and consider that. Consider the way you're going to talk to your audience. So I'm keen to know. We already know that yours is a duo, informal chat based podcast. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your unfiltered scripting or not.
There is none. Genuinely, there is none.
Nothing at all.
The only thing that is scripted is the intro, which is done by my lovely friend Christian, who is from Sweden, because mm-hmm. the whole thing, it takes place over Fika. So I thought, let's have a lovely Swedish person do the intro for us, and I did the outro. And it was interesting when I was first just sort of trying to fit it into my day, because like everybody, super busy. If I want to minimize some time on Zoom, but that's not possible. And just thought, well, actually, if it's somebody that you're just chatting to, arrange a meeting, have your catch up in your meeting bit, and then just make sure you tack on an extra half hour at the end of it and record your podcast, because you've kind of done all the catching up and you can
that's
just
a great
get
idea.
Into things. It's a great idea, isn't it?
That's a really good idea. I hadn't thought of
that. Maximizing the use of time. So I passed that one on.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And in a way, so having had the little bit of chit chat beforehand, or obviously because I know all the people that I interview, I kind of have a vague idea as to the sort of thing. I will always ask them if there's something particular that they want to talk about. But it's not the main thing for me, obviously, because there is a business element, because everybody is an entrepreneur. So, of course, they're going to mention their business, but it's like, this is not a sales pitch, please.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Happy to put your details in the show notes. Absolutely no problem whatsoever. But this is not a sales pitch, because I think people listening to it will engage with that person. They will engage with the story and they will hear what they need to hear.
Yeah.
And that's the sales pitch. It's not going, we sell this for $19.99 a month.
It's got to be native. Yeah, it can't be in your face. No one likes those kind of podcasts, absolutely.
So I'll literally make a couple of notes, and as scripted as it's normally about four words on a piece of paper. If somebody says specifically, please ask me about X, I need to just make a note to remember it. And that's as scripted as it is.
But you know almost the purpose of that podcast episode to a degree, because you know that this person in particular has gone through this and we're definitely going to get to this. And what my listeners are going to receive is an education about, I don't know, mental health in the workplace or whatever it is that you end up getting to. And I only say that because I know you've got an episode that covers a similar subject like that.
Yeah. And I think what's really nice about it is that I learn stuff. I uncover and hear things from the person I'm interviewing that I didn't know before. And amazing. So it's as much a surprise to me as it is to listeners. And that's fab. And that makes it just feel totally natural. And the random and inspiring kind of really then comes to the fore.
So did you, the next section in our delivery today is the detailed plan. Mm-hmm. Now, listeners at home may assume that you therefore didn't make a detailed plan at the beginning of all of this. This is what I would say that listeners they should be thinking about before they start. So the episodes are one thing, scripted, unscripted, you know, find out where you go. But the plan for your podcast as a deliverable, I would be thinking about how long do you want to publish? Because if you're delivering something punchy and educational, you want it quite quick. I've heard that the optimum time for a kind of chat-based podcast is 45 minutes, maximum of an hour. You've got to plan intros and outros to make sure that you get the point of your podcast across quickly in the intro and you get all the actions that you want people to take in the outro. You've got to think about publishing schedule. So how often do you want to publish and what day of the week do you want to publish on? You know, there are things there, especially, I don't know, if you're doing a sports podcast, you might want to make sure that you're always doing it after the weekend's activities. You've got to think about music and sound effects and then artwork, which we'll talk about those in a second, actually. But with Unfiltered, did you have any of that stuff up front when you first thought, this is Unfiltered? I haven't got guests, but I've got a plan.
Yes and no. I think one thing I did do was I went on somebody's little 5-day free, so you want to start a podcast sort of challenge,
wow.
Which just gave some very simple outlines in terms of why am I doing it? You know, what's in it for me? What's in it for me and my business type ideas? And then we looked at the one idea, which was really good, was to go and listen to other people's podcasts. What do you like? What annoys the hell out of you? And there are certain things that drive me nuts in other people's things, and you just flick through it because you just don't want to hear
absolutely.
It. So don't put that in your own, you know. And then coming up with the name, which I'd had a few ideas, and I then put those out to my network of friends and various things, yeah, Facebook and whatever, and just went, this is what I'm thinking. And then eventually we sort of got it. It just worked. But I think giving that a little bit of focus to answering some certain fundamental questions was brilliant. And then I'll be upfront with it. I did then sign up with that person to go on their little program for a little while. But of course, what I've done is I've paid that person an amount of money over the last several months, and not really listen because I then just got on with doing the podcast. I've not gone and listened to any of the stuff, and I've been paying it for a while. So
you should cancel
what
that.
I'm doing literally. I know, but I need to actually go through and listen to all the episodes first. So I'm doing that. I'm literally listening to one a day at the moment, just to kind of. And I have made notes, and there are little things I've picked up.
Good.
But I think to just get yourself going, that little bit of help was a really good thing.
Yeah.
To just focus the mind, and pick up little things that, you know. Okay, well, I've had some thought about it. 20-25 minutes. That feels right to me. And because it takes place over fika, over a coffee, and people can listen to it in the same period of time.
Yeah.
So they can listen to it and just sit down and have a cup of coffee.
See, that's,
and that was
great.
The idea.
And those things, they click, don't they? And you're like, ah, yeah, obviously that makes, of course it makes sense that the listening time should be the same length as someone else on their tea break. So fantastic. And what did you do about music and I mean, I don't think you have sound effects. I don't have sound effects either, but music for your show. Where did you get that from?
So I have used, I think we can advertise it because it's a free platform.
Absolutely.
So I've used Anchor as recommended by a friend. I did look at some other things. I did have a long chat with somebody who their whole business is about, you know, the high-end production value
right,
of
yes.
a podcast, and we'll charge you this, and this. I'm going like, I don't have that. Because when I was starting out, I had no idea where it was going to fit into my business and what it was going to do. So actually, but I didn't want the financial thing to stop me doing it. So
of
it's like, well, how can I do this?
And you can do it on a budget. You absolutely can
do it on
a budget.
Total budget.
Yes. Yeah.
A total budget. My total budget was naught.
Yeah.
I have actually managed to do it, as I said,
wow.
other than investing in this course, which I've not listened to. but that's another matter. But I have actually done it. You can do it for nothing. Yes, with a little bit of help from some friends and listening to this type of thing is great. And I think, yeah, there will come a time where I might kind of go, right, actually, I am going to invest in a better quality headset,
yeah,
or whatever that might be, or get somebody else to do the editing for me, or get somebody else to do the posting it regularly and organizing my guests. But the nice thing is again, I had to get it going.
You have
I
to.
I just procrastinated for so long for no reason.
I'm a believer of doing it yourself, absolutely, to start off with. If you get to a point where there is enough happening because of the podcast to warrant something else,
yep,
then do it. What one of my other podcasts, I pay someone to edit. Not this one. I edit this one myself. I can edit podcasts. We'll talk about that shortly. But another one, it's a longer podcast. We record for, an hour, and I need it boiled down to 45 minutes. And I don't, you times it by three when you're editing. So if it's an hour of recording, you need 3 hours to edit it down. And I don't have that time. So I now pay to have someone else edit that. So absolutely, but you can do it on a budget. And you're right, Anchor, which we'll talk about Anchor in a bit, because it's also the hosting platform, I'm assuming, that you use to publish your podcast. But Anchor, so there was free music on there, was there?
It's not
going to win any Grammys.
No, but it works.
Of course.
There's a lot of, they put a whole bunch of genres, and it's like rock, moody, vibrant, whatever.
So you can find
it.
Then
you can find a little something, and it is. I think I hadn't realised that I didn't need to be a technical genius to get this done, because I am not a technical genius. Most of my friends know I am not a technical genius. I can do stuff, but I'm not a wizard at it. But this was drag and drop and simple.
Yeah, it really is.
Actually,
it really is.
Anyone can do. Yeah.
So you could also get free music on YouTube. I paid for my intro music. I think I paid $9. I can't remember the website, but so you're talking very, very small money or nothing for music. I will just stress, don't use anyone's music unless you're getting permission, not only from a moral perspective, but you will get diddled. These days there's digital fingerprints. They will find you, and they will charge you through the courts, which I think is sometimes called suing. It absolutely will happen, and you don't need to do it. There's loads of other options out there, and there's a myth out there that if you use less than 30 seconds of copyrighted music, then you're allowed to. That is not true. People say that all the time, and it is absolutely not true. You cannot use...
It's like saying, I'll put half the picture up, and then, you can't sue me.
There's a thing called fair use. And what fair use means is that you can use 30 seconds of copyrighted music for something like, if you are reviewing their album, you can use 30 seconds because it's fair use.
Or fair music.
Exactly. But you cannot use it to top and tail your own podcast. Absolutely not. So don't do it. And then artwork, finally. You've got everyone needs at least one piece of artwork for their podcast. You've got to have a cover. How did you get yours done?
Again, did it on the fly. Good old Canva.
Me too.
There's certain things we've all been using a whole load during lockdown. I was just like, there is a picture of a little French bulldog. Now I'm not. I have a little pop-up coffee bar, and during the early lockdown, when nobody could go anywhere, I used to take my little coffee bar to a housing estate not far from where I live, and I would literally pop up on Friday. So all these poor people working from home who would normally commute to London, who were just gagging for I need my lattes. And there was a lady who had this little French bulldog called Gizmo.
Aww.
And I took this crazy picture of little Gizmo, and I just thought he would just make an amazing mascot. There was also there was a free photograph of another French bulldog. I was just like, pulled that in. For anybody who knows me, any scene, me, my logo, my dining room, there are a lot of hats in my life. All my logos for various different businesses all have some sort of hat thing.
Fantastic.
Going on. So there had to be a hat. And then we had a little, coffee and a biscuit thing because of the fika chat. And it just worked. It took me, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Canva's brilliant. So, yeah.
Canva's brilliant. And then I've got it. It's mine. It's a royalty-free image. Thank you very much. It looks good. And again, it just gets you started.
Absolutely.
At some point in time, I might... I have spent money on logos for various things.
Of course, yeah. But it's not necessary up front.
It's not essential.
And Canva really can. So that's Canva. It's just canva.com, canvas without the S. And head there. You can have a free account. You can do loads with a free account. You can do even more with a paid account. Again, I think it's maybe $11 a month or something like that. Yeah, it's not much at all. And if you're doing a lot of this, it's absolutely worth it. And then very quickly, just to cover off as well, my advice, when it comes to publishing schedule and regularity, everyone says publish on a Monday. I think that's nonsense because everyone else is publishing on a Monday. Publish whenever you want. Just do focus on regularity. And I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite here because for this podcast, Marketing 101, I did start off saying I was going to do it weekly. And what I've changed that to is I now only come to you guys when I have something to tell you about, when I am comfortable that I'm now ready to educate people on this. So I have lost the regularity. Thank you. You are still, there's still lots of listeners and it's wonderful more than ever. And it makes me very, very happy. So regularity is important if you're doing something that you want people to buy into every episode of. If you want them to literally listen to everything, and that is not this podcast. This podcast is dip in, dip out. If you want to learn about all the things you need to do before you name your business, I've got an episode for that. Doesn't mean you're going to be interested in how to launch your own podcast. So regularity, if it's something that you want people to buy into on a regular basis, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and otherwise just ad hoc, I guess. Yours is regular, yeah. Is it?
It should be regular. And I think because of the nature, it is on my list of things to be more, because they're all so different and random, that it should just be a regular thing that, you know, oh, it's the next episode, let's see who is, you know, Heather's having fika with this week. So that was the plan. And okay. And I've got a list. I've got them on my whiteboard. I've got a list of all the people I want to interview. So there's no shortage of guests. It's just a shortage of, you know, me being organized and getting on with it.
But we all have our own lives to lead at the end of the day. Okay, so tech, we're getting onto the more kind of standardized stuff here. So we'll tear through this. In order to record a podcast, all you need is a microphone. It is as simple as that. Yes, you're going to have something to edit with afterwards, but that's the editing. Recording wise, you must have a microphone. And to put it very simply into something which right now everyone will understand, if you are able to have a Zoom meeting or any kind of video call, then you are able to record a podcast. Your audio is going to go into the microphone on your computer or phone or whatever you're having those meetings on, and it's not going to be great, but you can do it. Then there are the steps up. So I can see Heather's got a headset on with a microphone attached to it, and I think you said that's a kind of a £50 piece of equipment there.
But I picked it up second hand from a client who all their team, they realized that actually that they were lucky they were at the end of their lease as lockdown happened, which was very handy for them.
That is.
And so everybody went, they were all tech, their tech business, so everybody started working from home. And they just had a whole bunch of stuff. So I picked it up for a tenner as a second-hand piece of kit. Bargain. But also, to be honest, the first couple of sessions I did, I didn't have this piece of kit. But I've got, you know, I've got stable Wi-Fi, which is super handy because if it breaks It's a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
But I did manage to do my first two. I have noticed the difference having a proper microphone.
Of course, yeah. And actually, that's the other thing, is if you are interviewing someone, you also need headphones. So if you're doing a solo podcast, you just can turn and open your laptop and go to the websites that we're about to tell you about and record. If you're doing it together with someone else, you're going to, over Zoom, you're going to need headphones so that their voice doesn't come out of your computer and into your microphone. That's called a audio loop or a feedback loop, and it doesn't sound very nice at all. So you can step up to there are 20 quid microphones, there's a 50 quid microphone. I'm currently on a £99 microphone. Can thoroughly recommend an AKG D5. I'm a big fan. They're very useful for lots and lots of different things. So if you're also doing live work when stages are open again, and a microphone is good. When you get a proper microphone, you also want to think about a thing called a baffle or a pop shield. A baffle is those things that you see newscasters having, the fluffy microphone, and that's just an elasticated thing that pops over the top of your microphone. And a pop shield is a disc of fabric or sometimes metal mesh that you put in front of your microphone. What that does in simple terms is it gets rid of the nastier sounds in your voice. There are two things, plosives, which, as the name suggests, is the noises. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Heather. Demonstrations there. So the plosives are the P's and the B's, where you are expelling air from your mouth with your lips. And then you've got sibilances, which I suffer from, unfortunately. Six sizzling sausages. It's a bit of a lisp, and that is a sibilance. So those S sounds, your Baffle and your Pop Shield will help negate those. Environment, people talk about recording in cupboards and stuff and all that kind of malarkey. It's absolute nonsense. Go in a room with a sofa or a bed or a carpet and you're absolutely fine. You do not need a recording studio. You do not need to glue egg boxes to your walls or ceilings. A room with furniture in is all you need. It's going to absorb all the echo for you. Curtains, great for recording.
And to be honest, my sound, I know my the sound on mine is good. I'm in my dining room. The only soft furnishings are the chair I'm sitting on and a very small rug.
Yep.
I have no curtains. And I live on not a main road, but a road where there is traffic. And the road is probably about 6 meters from where I'm sitting.
Oh, wow.
And I don't have double glazing.
It doesn't get
old
picked
house.
Up at all. I can tell you that
and
now.
You just don't hear it. So again, don't let it stop you.
People use, and again, at the end, I'm going to give you a couple of Facebook support groups, but people talk about how you need to treat your room treatment. Look, if you the higher end you go, then yes, maybe, you know, if you're at the point where you're starting to get Starbucks trying to advertise on your podcast, then maybe you want to invest a bit more in a studio and maybe someone to do your editing and some music that's been created especially for the show. But really, you absolutely don't need that at all. So recording software wise, I mean, you can kind of record anywhere. You can record on Zoom. You can set yourself up with a Zoom meeting, go into it on your own and start recording. I use for solo podcasts, I record straight into a program called Audacity. Audacity is a free tech download for recording and editing. And I do my editing in there as well. And right now with Heather, I'm using a tool called Squadcast, which is basically like a Zoom meeting. But on a Zoom meeting, you're just going to get one audio track out of it. So it makes it really hard to edit. So, but if you're talking to a guest, both you and your guest are on one single audio track, which means that if you talk at the same time, or if I cough whilst Heather's talking, that cough cannot be deleted. It's on one track. What Squadcast does is we can see each other. We're on video call right now, which is excellent. Lovely mustard scarf that I can see there. Very nice indeed. It's going to give me two audio tracks at the end so that when I cough, I can cut my cough without losing what Heather's saying. So that's what Squadcast does. But how do you record yours, Heather?
I do it straight. So I use Zoom. So again, right, it's the very simple thing. Yes, I do have a paid Zoom account because I just have so many meetings that there was no point. The free one was just rubbish. 40 minutes later, you have to stop.
Of course.
So yeah, so I do have a paid Zoom account. But that doesn't change what you can and can't record. It records it. So as long as you have the permission of the person you're talking to say record. And once you reach the end, it will then convert it into a – so it will record the you – side by side, so it'll have the audio visual side of it, but it actually immediately strips out a
MP4,
the sound only.
I think,
so
it?
It's
MP3,
ready.
Yeah.
The MP4 is absolutely ready for you to then go and do something.
Great.
With. And unlike you, I have the editing ability of a slice of bread. None.
But that's fine. You know, as long as that's the style of your podcast, then it absolutely doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter at all. Again, on these Facebook groups, there's always debates about that. Should you edit? Does anyone here do an unedited podcast? Absolutely. Loads of people do. You shouldn't let that be an obstruction at all. And again, to Heather's point earlier, maybe down the line, you decide to do it a bit different. You know, we are all trying to keep costs as low as possible. And obviously Squadcast comes with a cost. Again, small, $10 a month, something like that. You know, all of these small costs, but they do all eventually add up. So I guess my podcasting life costs me about $50 a month. I say dollars because they all charge in dollars. I'm not trying to be like fancy American.
But if you think about it, you know, you are putting out a professional podcast.
I'll cut that bit out, Heather. Yeah, exactly. I'll go in and I'll cut that bit.
No, it's fine. You see, that for me, that's included because it's like, yes, she is human.
Well, I might have to leave it in now.
But even for $50, if you think about what you're doing, you know, years gone by, in order to get your voice and your opinion and whatever out there, and this amazing knowledge that you're sharing in terms of your stuff and also your the people you're interviewing, you needed to have a radio station, for heaven's sake, whereas now you're doing it for $50 a month. I'm doing it for free, you know.
Yeah.
It's a free piece of amazing marketing.
And a lot of fun.
Really to do. It's brilliant and it's fun. I mean, you know, what more could you want in life?
Absolutely, absolutely.
In terms of the editing, mine, it is unfiltered by name and unfiltered by nature.
Well, exactly. You've got it in there.
As we go into the chat, I literally, you know, clap my hands three times so I know when it's starting. We finish the conversation and I hit stop and then I kind of carry on chatting with the person afterwards. Mm-hmm. And that is it. That is my podcast. Because I looked at Audacity and I'll fess up completely. I looked at it and I thought, oh no, this is a bit alarming. I can't be bothered to learn because I just didn't have time. I'm not interested enough in doing it.
Of course.
If I reach the point that I want it edited, I will get somebody else to do it for me. It's just not something I want to learn.
Of course. Of course. And why not? And as I said, I outsource editing of one of my podcasts. Another podcast I run with friends, and one of them does the editing. This one I do it myself, and I do it on Audacity. So we'll cover off quickly editing. My biggest piece of advice is to go to YouTube and learn that there are only three or four things that you need to do to edit your podcast on Audacity. If you want to get, you know, that kind of more polished sound, if that's what you need for your podcast, then there's only a few things you need to do. First of all, EQ. So EQing is where your sound occupies a very broad spectrum of noise. So there's two very simple actions that you want to take, which is going to make your voice sound a little bit more radio, is the only way I can describe it. You're going to boost the lower frequencies, anything under 200 hertz, and only marginally. You're talking like a couple of notches up, like a couple of percent. So boost anything under 200 hertz by between 10 and 20 decibels, and then drop the higher frequency. So anything above 400 hertz, pull them down 3 to 6 decibels. It's simple as that. You'll want to kind of mess around with it a little bit, but boost the bass, drop the treble, and you're going to get that nice kind of radio style voice. Then compress your track. Compression just makes sure that if you talked quietly at one point and louder at another, it's just going to very gently even everything out for you. Go to Audacity, use the pre-settings, reset those presets and hit compress. And then there's the final thing that I'd recommend from an editing perspective, is a thing called a gate. And you can run a gate which effectively will shut off the person's microphone who isn't talking. A gate lets a certain amount of noise through. So only when they're talking does the gate open. And what that means is that any background noise, any loud breath, that will all be cut off. So it will work like a gate. One gate opens to let one person, whilst one person is talking, and it will shut the gate on the other person and silence their microphone. And those are the basics. That's it, really. And you can YouTube how to use all of those. There is lots of other stuff. People edit out ums and ahs or mouth noises where people are a bit dehydrated and have clicky mouths. I don't bother with any of that. And then edit for content as well. So if you really want to have your podcast more punchy, then you're going to have to listen to it all and go through and cut down so you've got something more concise. And that's about it, really. I don't edit any more than that. I don't really edit for ums and ahs. I do a little bit of content editing if I know there was a bit that was a bit dry. And that's it. Well, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you found it useful. Don't forget to check out our lovely sponsor, 34SP, and their ethical web hosting if you haven't already. Just head on over to 34SP.com and use the code Alex101 at checkout to get your first 3 months website hosting completely free. That's Alex101, or 101 if you're typing it. The customer support's amazing. They're ready to help you transition smoothly to what I totally believe will be your hosting partner for life. 34SP.com. We'll see you next episode.